Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having Cam Fine back on the show. Cam Fine, ladies and gentlemen, is one of my favorite people on the planet. He's the president and CEO of the Independent Community Bankers of America. You know how I feel about community bankers, and I've never, you've heard me talk about that many, many times before. So anybody that stands up and advocates the way Cam Fine does for community bankers is a friend of mine and a friend of yours, whether you know it or not. He's our good friend. Cam, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks for having me, Jim, and I'm a great admirer of yours for many, many years. You do great work, and God bless you for the work you do, because small businesses are the lifeblood of this nation, and they are what keeps this nation going. They're what they ground this country. They are the moral compass of this country, and thank God for them.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. I completely agree, except I always remind people that this is a tandem harness here, and on one side of the gear is small business, and on the other side is a community banker. And
yeah,
I'm telling you, my banker's in the traces just like I am, and they're my best friend, and so that's why I feel so strongly about what you do. And folks, Cam's been doing this job for 15 years, and you told me,
yep,
Cam, that it's in Washington D.C. by the way. And by the way, Cam has been, how many years have you been the number one lobbyist?
For 10 years in a row.
10 years in a row. The number one lobbyist, folks, for their organization in a place where lobbying is like the NFL. I mean that's pretty high cotton he's in up there to be doing to be the leaders. And you were telling me that a year in Washington at that level is like dog years, right?
Yes, it is. Every year in Washington is like a dog year. These jobs are 24/7.
So 15 years times 7, holy mackerel, that makes you 150.
Yeah.
Cam.
Yes, I'm pretty old.
So but you're telling me that you're retiring from this job.
Yes, I am.
A couple of weeks.
I'm going to retire in 2 weeks. I am going to do some consulting for the Independent Community Bankers of America for a couple of years. They've asked me to assist my successor. My successor is named Rebecca Romero Rainey. She was also a community banker, just like I was,
yep,
before I came here.
Where's
to
she
head
from?
Up ICBA. Taos, New Mexico.
Taos, all right.
Taos, New Mexico. She's a third-generation banker. Her family owns a bank there in Taos. And she's been helping small businesses in Taos and the Taos area for many years. She's a wonderful, wonderful lady.
Well, I hope you will introduce her to us.
And I will.
And also, I don't want you to get away. We're like the Hotel California around here, Cam. You can check out any time you like, but you can never leave. So you can retire from the ICBA, but we don't let people retire from my brain trust. So
I would be happy to come back on.
We got a lot more to get out of you. So talk. Give us in about a couple of minutes or so, how have things changed for community bankers in Washington, D.C. in the last 15 years?
We're going to talk about
across the nation in the marketplace in the next segment.
Yeah.
But in Washington, what would you say?
In Washington, the biggest change is that finally, the policymakers recognize community banks as a distinct segment of the financial services marketplace. And when I came to Washington, a bank was a bank was a bank. It didn't matter whether it was Citicorp or the little tiny bank in Peoria, Illinois. They just threw us all into the same bucket. But now,
that was as late as 2009, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, it was. And they hammered us and hammered us. But we have finally turned that ship around, and they finally, the policymakers, whether it's the administration or Congress, they finally say, yeah, community banks are different. We have to treat them differently. Mm-hmm. And we have a very important bill in front of Congress on the verge of passing, and I'll talk about that in the next segment.
Right. Okay. Well, and that's so true. Folks, what they were doing, community bankers didn't cause 2008. The big banks caused 2008 to happen, the collapse.
That's correct.
Not the recession, the financial collapse. Big banks did that. Community banks didn't do that. In fact, community banks held this economy together after the crash.
That's exactly
and yet
right.
they were hammered right. with the same onerous, ridiculous, mean rules that the big banks were, and it cost us thousands of community banks in the process. And that's not good for small business, and that's the reason why I've been yelling from the rooftops about this, and Karen's been working on it all these years, and he finally got it done. It's a great legacy for his tenure at CBA.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.